Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and find out what kind of divine messages that Jesus and all of the other beings who want to talk to you have for you today. This is a show that started a little over a year ago when my wonderful co-host, DC Love, connected with me and asked and told me that she had been thinking about a show where we channel Jesus. So it was actually her inspiration to start this show. So I have been fortunate to be working with DC for almost a year now, and she is a beautiful being of love and light. I can't say enough good things about her. And she was supposed to be at a doctor's appointment today, but she may actually be here. So let's see if this is DC.
Good morning, Barbara. You know what? I actually have a household emergency, and I'm waiting for a repairman. So he's not going to be here for about an hour, so I actually had to cancel my doctor's appointment. So I couldn't miss the show.
Well, wonderful. Well, then we will do it as we normally do. And so now we will introduce ourselves. So, DC, tell everybody about you.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher. And I channel and bring forth guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to doing this wonderful work that I can't even imagine not doing, my background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I do, what I listen to. It's everything to me. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, and I use Divine Infinity Healing to help people to change their beliefs and thereby change their lives. I am also a conscious channel and a speaker and an author and a radio show host. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, and if you scroll to the bottom of that page, you'll find pictures of both of us, and each picture has a Learn More button. So if you click DC's Learn More button, it will take you to DC's website. So if you want to connect with DC, that's one of the ways you can find her. And of course, she'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's free information there for anyone who wants to partake of it. It's all about you and what you are creating in your life. Okay, so DC, let's hear the wonderful messages you have for us today.
Okay, the first one that I have is from the angels, and they woke me up, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And just in case I did go to the doctors, that message was there for you to read, Barbara. So here it is.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay. Beloved ones, we, your angels, come to you today to ask you to go with the flow. Trust that all is happening for your highest good. I don't think that is the message, Barbara. I think that might have been the other message that I had. I have to look. Let me see. They're getting me confused this morning now. I think that was a different message, actually. Correct? I'm going to see what I
Let's
sent
see.
You. Okay. Yes, that's
okay.
A different one. I have that one now. I was reading the other message. Okay. Beloved children, each of you has a specific purpose for being here right now. Please concentrate on your goals to fulfill your soul's mission. New is about to enter your life. Let go of the old with love. Knowing it has served you, this is a time of wide-ranging changes as well as endings. It, too, is a sign that something magical is about to happen in your life. This message is of the utmost importance and sent to offer you divine guidance, We, your angels, are standing by to assist you in achieving your plans and will guide you in fulfilling your life's purpose. Please, do not fear the changes that are occurring. They are inevitable, and they are helping you to align with your truth. It is time to shift your focus. Changes made during this time will bring greater fulfillment on many levels. We have been trying to get your attention and are thankful that you are listening. Maintain a positive attitude and have faith that the present direction that you are going in is the right one for you. The Ascendant Masters are present to help you resonate with courage within to manifest your desires. They have heard your prayers, and they are assisting you to attain what you need and what you are wanting, as well as asking that you remain positive and are affirming that you have achieved or exceeded all that you desire. Continue with your prayers and visualizations and listen to the guidance that is being offered. Take positive action in the direction of your dreams. The universe is happy with the progress that you have made, as well as the hard work that you are doing. Rewards and miracles are coming your way. Your material life is changing in many ways, bringing increased abundance and prosperity. Have confidence in yourself and your talents, knowing that you are capable of achieving all that your heart desires. Stay optimistic and hold positive expectations, as well as setting a solid basis for yourself and your loved ones. Step into your power and live up to your fullest potential. Beloved ones, your angels have divine surprises in store for you. Connect with your angels daily and make gratitude part of your routine. We are always present and waiting to assist you. Angel blessings, your divine team. So that was the message that I had to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to, you know, just to put down for today's show, Barbara. But I was happy to do it. I was so happy. And I have another one that I was guided to read. Through God, all things are possible. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Without faith, nothing is possible. With it, nothing is impossible. When you are at your lowest, look to your highest. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love. Step out of your comfort zone, let go, and reach for God. Don't make good decisions, make God decisions. Allow his love to light the way. Share your dreams and your desires. God is listening. He speaks in the silence of your heart. He's going to reveal something that he has in store just for you. God can hear you. He not only hears the whispers of your heart, he even understands if you can find the right words to say. God can hear what is not spoken. Silence speaks when words can't. Fix your thoughts on him. Keep calm because God is in control. He knows exactly what we need. Sometimes God says no. Just say thank you. He is protecting you from less than his best. Trust in God's timing. He's always there for you. Please never doubt it. Everything that you need will come in divine timing. Trust in God's plan. He's already got all of this figured out. Fear is the glue that keeps us stuck. Faith is the solvent that sets us free. No matter what lies ahead, God's already there. Today's a brand new day. It's a new beginning. When we do what we do today is what matters most. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. It's never too late to start over. Close those doors of the past. Open the doors to the future. A new chapter in your life begins today. You can build the life you've always wanted. Good morning, beloved ones. This is God. I'll be handling all of your problems today. Please relax and have a great day. I love you. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, DC, and I'm glad you were able to join us today.
And I thank you, Barbara, because you know what? If I don't have my daily dose of vitamin G, the day just does not go right.
Well, wonderful. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to us now. And this should be interesting because he and I have been chatting for a couple of hours this morning, so let's see what comes up. We want you to understand you. We want you to understand your life. You are taught a lot of things about who you are and about life and about what is possible and what is impossible. And so much of it is just not true. You are more than you have ever imagined yourself to be. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are not your thoughts. You are not the situations in your life. You are more. What you are is actually beyond words. So it's very difficult for us to explain it to you. And we don't really need to explain it because you already know it. So we will approach it from a different aspect. So often the things that happen in your life, the things that you find upsetting and beyond your control, come about because you are trying to control. You aren't meant to control your life. And we know that for some of you, this is so outside of what you believe that you are really wanting to just turn off my voice because you don't want to hear that you can't control. You've been working so hard all of your life trying to control this, control that, control everything. To have this belief in this mind, which is not you, that if you control, then everything will be fine. And the truth is, everything already is fine. And there's nothing that you need to control. Everything is always changing. Always. It is the essence of your existence. It is not something that you can control. Letting go of the need for control allows you to let go of the need for fear. Because so much of your fear is based in the fact that you think you need to control things, because if you don't control them, bad things will happen. And if bad things will happen, it'll be a horrendous and horrible life. And you can see how that builds on itself. And it just creates fear. And you become immobilized like the deer caught in the headlights. You find yourself standing there staring, not knowing which way to move, not knowing anything, and wanting to be in control. We want to encourage you to let go. To let go of the need for control. Just for a moment. Just give yourself permission to let go. And many of you will feel peace spreading throughout your bodies. This is the peace that is always there. This is the peace that is the truth of you. It is the peace that you can feel in any moment simply by letting go. There is nothing for you to control. There is nothing for you to fear. Imagine how your life would be if you really, truly let go. This is a possibility for each and every one of you. And when you are in that beautiful, peaceful energy, what you are creating changes. You are no longer creating out of desperation and fear and, oh my gosh, I must, on all of the stress and the frustration. When you are in that peace, all of that is gone. And you are allowing the changes that are happening in your life to simply happen. You are allowing yourself to become more. So we encourage you to let go of the need to be in control and just breathe and just be and know that everything is designed to be for your highest good. It's how it was all created. It's how it will always be. So trust. Trust in your own life, in your own abilities, your own thoughts. But don't let anything or anyone run your life, including the little voices in your head that tell you what you must and must not do. There is no need for that control, because everything is fine. Everything is fine. I did not say it is going to be fine. It is fine right now, in every moment. Okay.
Oh, beautiful, Barb. I feel warm and fuzzy, and I've had my fill of vitamin G, so I just, there's no other vitamin that I could take to feel like this. I love it.
Well, I do too. Although I really didn't want to wake up at 5 o'clock this morning, but that's okay. They woke you up at 3, so they let me get 2 hours extra sleep. Yay!
Just, you know what? When I get woken up like that, that's a good woken up. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I welcome
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's interesting to just wake up and have
you know, just to be able to be able to channel these messages, it's such a blessing. I don't care what time it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. And I think, you know what, part of the reason I get up that early is because there's, like, nothing around going on. It's nice and quiet. And I think it's a great time anyway.
Yeah, I agree. There's none of the distractions of life.
No. So it's absolutely amazing.
Well, good. Well, I hope everyone else gets the benefit of these messages and of the work that we do.
I hope so.
I think that we are going to continue to do these Thursdays on Blog Talk. Okay, I'm getting a yes on that. So people can still call in and connect with us on Thursdays if that's something that they want to do. And eventually we will do Tuesdays on Blog Talk too. Okay, that'll be a couple of months. But
hey, that works for me. The more people that we can reach out and help, the better.
Yes.
Definitely.
And that's what it's all about. It's the connection. This is part of the connection of helping everyone to truly understand their lives and who they are, and that we are so much more. And they keep telling me that, especially this morning. It was like every other word was, you are more, you are more, you are more. So,
and you know, Barbara, the people that are listening, I've got to say they're really smart, because that's how I connected, by listening to you in the beginning as well. So, I mean, they're smarter than they can even imagine, because just connecting with you, I learned so much listening to your show.
Well, I always tell people that the answers that they're looking for are always there. You just have to be open to them.
My goodness. And when you're open to them, you see them absolutely everywhere. I just,
that
you know, wherever
true.
I look, I see messages, and I just laugh. But, I mean, I was not, like, open and I wasn't aware. And then when I started, I was guided to your show, I was like, oh, my gosh, listen to this lady. She knows so much. She's so amazing, you know. And I could not, I was like, oh, my goodness. I held on to every word. And you just have so much wisdom. And it can't be from just one lifetime. I mean, you have too much wisdom, Barbara.
It's the wisdom that everybody can tap into. It's not just me.
Yeah.
It's not just mine.
Oh, it is. It truly is. But if you're open to it, you know, God makes a way. And for me, like I said, it was through Blog Talk Radio that really my journey began. Listening to Blog Talk.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody starts in a different way, but mine, you know, was part of it was listening to you.
So I am glad that I was able to be there for you and for anybody else that's looking for answers and find them in me.
And I remember the one show you said to me, you know, if you could do one thing, what would it, you know, what would you want to do now? And I said, oh my goodness, my chakras are blocked, Barbara. And you clear them immediately. And I was like, oh my goodness, how does she do that? So that was totally, it was just like such a gift. And I just wanted to, you know, learn more and then more and then more. And then now I found myself here. So it's just such a blessing. If you're ready to embrace this journey and, you know, you just say yes to the universe, put your seatbelt on really tight, because my journey was like, wow. It just, I was like off and running in like, it felt like 20 seconds. It just started as soon as I said yes to the universe.
Yes, and they can take you on a wild ride, so definitely put on that seatbelt.
But, you know, it's just like I've always wanted to help people on a little bit higher of a level. I've always been a person that, you know, took the time to help someone. But I just said, you know, I want to do more. I just, there's got to be a way I could help more people, and that's how the journey began.
Wonderful.
Yep. And a lot of us that are, like, doing this kind of work, we have so many different diverse backgrounds that we came from. Like you said, mine was law enforcement, you know. And I loved what I did at the time and stuff, but I always felt there was something missing. And then when I connected and did this, I knew this is what was missing.
Yeah. We do actually know what it is we're looking for, even though we don't believe that we know. And some people are always looking. I was one of those people that was always looking, always reading, always hoping to find what I was looking for. And when I finally realized that what I was looking for was already in me, it really did change everything, change my life, you know. I sometimes now think about the fact that I used to just read and read and read and read. I mean, thousands of books I would read and read.
Wow.
And now I probably read maybe at most about 6 books a year. And I used to read at least 6 books a week. So.
Oh, my God. That's amazing in itself. Well, I'm more of like a visual person. So, I mean, I wouldn't do the book reading, but I would watch different shows that were very, you know, educational. And then, like I said, then, you know, Blog Talk, listening to all the shows there. So I'm, like I said, I was more visual and, you know, hearing things. So that's how, you know, I guess, you know, that's how I was getting my information. But I'm still visual. I mean, everywhere I go, I see something that gives me, you know, some kind of message.
And that's wonderful that you recognize it. That's an important part of our growth, to actually recognize.
But I didn't recognize it at first, and I kept going on my little journey until the angels almost had to, like, trample me. Like, somehow you're not listening, because I didn't listen. I didn't. I was like, oh, my goodness. Until, like I said, until I had big containers of cookies flying off countertops onto the middle of my floor. And I, you know, I picked up my cell phone and it started giving me a message, you know, as if I was texting myself, but I was just holding the phone. And then I felt like, you know, something was sitting on me and I'm going, get off of me. So I really did not listen to those messages until it got to the point where they said, oh my goodness, you know, we need a lot of help here with this one. So finally, I did get the message. It was later than sooner, but I did get the message.
Well, the important thing is you are listening now and moving forward in your life, and that everything is fine. I love it that Jesus kept saying everything is fine, not everything will be fine, because we keep believing that, you know, it all has to change before it can be good. And he's saying that everything is good, and it is. And that's important for us to really get, that everything is fine.
Right. And we have everything we need to keep. And you know, too, Barbara, a lot of people, they put their life off. They don't live their life until they get that better job, until they find that soulmate. you know, until. There's always an until, and that's wrong. You have to live your life now.
And that's why he says everything is fine.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for myself, it took me a little while to realize that. But once you realize that, you live from a different perspective.
Yeah, you do. And it's no longer all of the fear and desperation and all of that stress and frustration.
Right.
And you can actually accept yourself and your life.
Right.
And your growth and everything that happens and understand that it's all fine. Exactly
it
as it is right now. In this moment,
and the way it's,
it is fine.
Right, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And that's what we've got to realize, you know. It is the way that it's supposed to be. I mean, I've just so much wiser since I've been listening. Well, I've been listening to you
sharing
too, Barbara.
The wisdom.
Yeah, so if not, what would Jesus do? If I'm not thinking, like, what would Jesus do? I'm thinking, what would Barbara do?
And if that works for you, that's fine.
It does. Hey, it works for me. I think it's awesome. But I just, oh my goodness, like I just feel such joy on these mornings. You can't even express it. It's just amazing.
Yes, it is. Okay, and I want to remind people who are in the chat room or in the callers queue that if you have a question and you're logged in, you can type it in the chat room. And if you're on the phone, just press the number 1 and it'll put a little symbol on my studio dashboard so we will know to call on you. Otherwise, you are just free to listen. You're not required to ask a question. It's just an opportunity for you to get deeper understanding of you, of your life, of what's actually important and who you really are. And that's what this is all about. It's about you. So take advantage of those opportunities if that's something that you want to do. Okay. I was going to go somewhere else, but I've completely forgotten where it was, so I'll just pretend that I wasn't going to go.
That works sometimes, too.
I just keep hearing
ahead,
over
Bob.
And over that everything is fine, and there's
it
an
is.
Energy attached. Every time I say that, there's an energy attached from Jesus that he's sending out to everybody who's listening. So do open yourself up and open your heart and just accept that everything is fine.
Fine. And Barbara, what is your, I can't remember it, about like expanding and, is it expanding and contracting?
Oh, it's a little prayer and it goes, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And that's just another wonderful way to take you into that peace. Okay, we have a caller with their hand up now, so we will go to Helena.
Good morning, sweeties.
Good morning.
Got sound effects in the back. I've got stuff on my mind, but rather than that, I think it's better if I just ask for whatever I need to hear.
Okay. DC, are you
good
getting
morning,
a message
Helena.
For
Helena? Good morning, sweetie.
I'm glad to be here. I was supposed to be at the doctor's, but we had an emergency in the house, so I said to my husband, you take care of the emergency for a little while. I'm going to jump on the phone.
Oh, no.
I've got my own emergency. But what I'm getting now, Helena.
I hope that sorts itself out. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's all good. Everything is fine now. Right, Barbara? Right,
yes,
at this moment,
is.
Everything is
fine.
So what I'm getting for you, Helena, at this moment in your life, you are awakening to the realization that you create your own desires. And you know that you're not a puppet tied to these little strings, you know, of illusion of faith. And the angels are saying, Helena, embrace the awareness that everything happening in your life, you know, is happening exactly the way it's supposed to be, in accordance to the nature in which it was produced. And please know that you're not a victim, you know, of any events or any future outcomes, but you're the sole creator of your own destiny. You to grasp, you know, and just, you can create whatever you want to create by, you know, watching your thoughts and your ideas that you're, nature as spirit, Helena, and you're going to be able to live the life of your dreams. So just know that as we are talking, you are consciously creating your life according to each thought and action that is sparked from your present moment. And the angels are saying, please pay close attention to the thoughts being played out in your mind. Each one is sort of like a key that brings into circumstances of your future. Okay? And we have Archangel Michael. He wants to, you know, say hello again. I think he really likes calling Helena. He loves when you call in. He loves to connect with you.
Oh, awesome.
Helena, release worry. He's saying, beloved one, pull the plug on that worry. And he's presenting a sword and a shield. He's giving you both this morning. And they're symbolically presented to you by Archangel Michael as powerful tools for stress release. And he's saying, Helena, worry is simply, get it, that once 20 to 40.
Oh, talk on, DC, you're coming in and out. Yikes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you can hear me. We have like a big flood in the front of our house. I'm hoping it's not hitting my phone. He said people 20 to 40% of their time revisiting the past. And they do. And they've another 20 to 40% worrying about what might happen. Okay? And then.
Right.
They wonder why there is no energy left for the present, for the here and the now. So Archangel Michael is saying he's going to, you know, he's giving you steps with this draining habit, Helena, by taking excess worry away from you, and he's going to assist you to focus on the now. Helena, you may be guided to write your worries down each night in a journal or to write an angel letter and place it upon an angel altar. You also may be guided to connect with the angelic realm and meditation, and visually place your worries in an angel box. And that's, you know, like you're handing them over to the angels. And Archangel Michael is here with you right now to help you so that you can fully be present in the now. Because the now is the only place that we really can have, okay? And you can never worry enough, honey, to make a difference, okay? So he wants you to affirm that you are, I feel calm and centered, and I am more than what bothers me. My worrying is a habit. I can release it now. I enhance my energy levels by thinking positively and by releasing any worry and anxiety I have.
Hi, you there? Hello,
dear. Could you hear me, Helena?
I heard part of it, but I'm writing down whatever I hear.
Okay, and like I said, he wants to affirm that you're calm and you're centered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that you're going to release your worries to Archangel Michael. You release any worry or anxiety that you have stored up on, okay?
Okay.
Because he just feels when you're doing that, it affects your sleep. And it sort of gives you that feeling that you are stuck and that you're not moving forward fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
You may be feeling a little unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel resisting change, sort of, okay? So he wants to help you with all of that. So he's just going to pull that plug on worry, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you so much for calling in, Helena. God bless.
Thank you, GC. Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Okay. Let's see. What does Jesus want to say to you? Oh, there's so much. Okay. So one of the things that we've already talked about is the fact that people try to control their lives. They try to control what happens, what doesn't happen, when it happens, how it happens. And it's that needing to control that actually creates so much of the turmoil that we experience. So we want you to understand that you are not just a body, and you are not just a brain. So the thoughts that you have are not you. We really want you to understand that the thoughts that you have are not you. The brain is actually always trying to control your life. It believes that if it can just get control of your life, then it can make everything perfect. And if you guys would just listen to each of your brains and do exactly what your brain says every single moment, then you would live these perfect lives. And that's not true, because the brain is based in that need to control and that fear of what's going to happen. And that's not you. You are more than that. You are an eternal being of love and light. You are peace and calm and love and joy and prosperity and happiness and everything wonderful in existence. That is who you are. So getting out of that body and out of that brain and out of those thoughts and into that truth will have a phenomenal difference in what you experience. And we want you to spend some time really reflecting on what we've said, really allowing yourself to go deeper. And you will see that there are times in your life when you are at peace, when you are not caught up in what is going on around you or what is going on in your own mind. You are simply at peace. And that is when you are truly being you. That is what your life is meant to be. So don't ever think that it's all beyond your control. It's all more than you can do, because that's not true. You are already more. So it's not something you are becoming. You are already there. And that is why life is fine. And it is fine right now, in this moment, and in every moment, because you are already there. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you both for all you do.
Oh, thank
you. You're welcome.
As well, by, you know, calling in and sharing your life to help others.
Thanks. It's good if it does.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you allow yourself to have an absolutely magnificent, fabulous day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, we love you.
Yes.
Thanks. I love you too.
Good. And I hope you love you too. Too. You too, too?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Well, I'm perfectly wonderfully relaxed and happy, and life is beautiful, and the sun is shining, and everything is lovely.
And they just shut off my water, Barbara. I have to. They came and they're fixing my leaks. Shut off all my water.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but you know what?
You can go out to breakfast because you can't cook. You don't have water.
Yes, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to spend my day with three of my grandchildren, which is going to be beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's going to be really, really beautiful. And we prepare.
Well,
we have buckets of water all over the house to, in case they have to, you know, go to the bathroom. I have buckets of water everywhere.
Well, good. I'm glad you're prepared.
We have bottled water to drink, and we have, like I said, we have buckets of water in case they have to go to the bathroom. So we're prepared. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy your day, and I hope everyone else enjoys their day. It's been such a pleasure to connect with all of you, and we send you lots and lots of love. And please remember, everything really is fine. It really is.
Yes.
So we will talk to you again on Tuesday, and we hope everyone has a beautiful, magnificent weekend, and just enjoy your life. We love you,
yes.
Everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks so much for being a part of our life.
Bye. Love you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.